Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment.
All right, this is the MGB review of Myron Reed, episode 6, season 4.
Got it, pretty much. We were going to review the first ever event, but it's like 2.5 hours long. I've watched it, but I know you haven't. So that's going to be kind of long. And the whole point of this switch was to save time a little bit, so we don't have to like take notes, watch, and then record afterwards. But also so we could focus on individual wrestlers. So one of the matches, the main event of that, was actually Myron Reed versus Blacktus Jack. So we are gonna do the watch-along for that one. But I thought what made sense is pick two other different matches that he was in and then go ahead and watch those. So that's what the plan's going to be. And then next week we'll do the same thing, and the week after that we'll do the same thing. So we'll kind of review it in part, but it'll be in a slightly different order. I thought also that way as well, if it's something that somebody's not necessarily interested in, there might be other matches that they are interested in. So I thought that was a good time. All right, so what we also did for this one is we actually watched the introductions already, and they've actually already started wrestling. So I figured it was a good way of, we can always talk about the introductions while the match is going on. We can obviously see what's going on, Mason, and then we can fill in gaps. So this is, and I've done these chronologically as well, so we actually have one from each month this year so far. So January 30th, 2021, this is OWA, who we haven't reviewed before, the Ohio Wrestling Alliance. And I saw Myron Reed versus Jonathan Gresham pretty quickly when I searched Myron Reed up on IWTV. I was like, oh, heck yeah. I was like, absolutely. I've seen a little bit of Ring of Honor recently, but yeah, we saw Jonathan Gresham over at Nova. I was like, that seems like an obvious one. All right, anything in the introduction you want to talk about?
When Myron Reed's music was on, the announcer was really enjoying himself in the ring.
That announcer is really charismatic. I'm not quite sure who he is, but yeah, I didn't manage to get Shazam up quick enough, but I need to find out what Myron Reed's music is. Actually, as he was doing the introductions as well, he was kind of being really enthusiastic as well. He was doing the old style calling as well, when it's like, let's get ready to rumble. Like, he was over enunciating on them. But yeah, it definitely got the crowd going. It worked pretty well. One thing I noticed that was really surprising to me is, while the introductions were going on, and we must have watched nearly 5 minutes worth right at the start, not one mention on commentary of anything.
Yeah.
Because I even wondered, I was like, is there even commentary on this? Because we skipped right to the last match. And it wasn't until the bell actually rang that they said, all right, Cheeseburger, it's main event time. So that was my first realization they actually even had commentary.
And the thing was that I didn't like was that that each wrestler had at least 5 nicknames. Like, Myron Reed was called the Fireman, which I've never heard before.
I haven't heard that before. He has those fire stripes on his pants, but yeah, I'd never heard that. They also wanted to recognize the fact where they recognized as well, where they wrestled predominantly as well. Like, he mentioned that he was Major League.
Yeah.
They mentioned Jonathan Gresham, obviously part of the foundation for Ring of Honor. They mentioned his Pure Wrestling title as well that he has over there. I really like that Pure Wrestling title, and that was something I really enjoyed earlier in the year, and I haven't had time to watch Ring of Honor at all recently, but I really like that dynamic. I don't know if you've seen any of those matches at all.
No.
But like, you get points if you go, you lose points if you go for a ring break.
Oh.
So there's no messing around. It's literally just proper wrestling. So for the technicians of the sport, people like Gresham, it's absolutely perfect. I saw his match with Tracy Williams, phenomenal. I really do enjoy that. So it takes out the entertainment aspect of wrestling, I guess. But it focuses on the wrestling itself, which I don't mind watching. If I want to do the wrestling side, the entertainment side, I can watch WWE. I can watch any of the other organizations, but I like Ring of Honor was doing something slightly different. All right, we're a few minutes in. I guess we should talk about what you've seen in the first couple of minutes of this match as well, because there's been a lot of action going on.
So Jonathan Gresham whiffed.
That was your takeaway from the first 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Jonathan Gresham is an absolute master technician with his moves. We just saw a phenomenal one on the side of the ropes where, like, Myron Reed bounced off the
but
side of the
ropes. But it wasn't
a botch.
Myron ducked when he tried to get kicked.
Uh-huh.
When Jonathan tried to kick him.
I thought there's been a trade-off. Gresham showed a few moves right at the start, and then So did Myron. Now they're actually on the mat, and they're actually, Jonathan's trying to manipulate some joint manipulation on like his wrist. He's got his knee on his back. Oh, he's twisting his fist into his ribcage.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's trying to get a submission on that arm right now. He's got, we have to see what he's going to go for.
Could Myron just get his arm out from there?
You have to, he's not right now because he's holding it. Yeah. And he's trying to, I always think that's funny. I don't know why I think that's so funny. When they use the other person's hand, they hold it and then they clap their own hand against it to get the crowd going. I'm not sure how many people are actually there. They're definitely socially distanced. I can see masks there as well from people in front. It's probably about 2-3 rows deep at the most. I'm not sure where this is in Ohio. I'm kind of curious to know what I did mean to do, and I totally forgot for this match.
It feels in Pennsylvania.
Was to bring my iPod so I could actually search at the same time. If we had questions during a match, I could actually go ahead and look it up while we're recording on the phone. But I'll have to remember that for the next match. Oh, I could. I got my laptop in front. Yeah, I could do it for that as well, I guess. Yeah, I'm not sure if I saw where this one's from. I didn't actually, like I said, normally I would look up things on Cage Match. But for this one, I wanted to make sure it was a match we could actually see. So, yeah, all those major organizations now, you can search by wrestler. It's really cool for being able to... And they put them chronologically as well. So the third match we'll eventually look at is actually from this... within the last few days, Mason. So we've got something that's really up to date. I don't think it matters for matches like this particularly. Like, this match was like 6 weeks ago. That's fine. I haven't heard any spoilers for this. I haven't, and kind of actually, by not looking on Cage Match, I have no idea who's going to win this match right now. So I'm kind of okay with that a little bit as well.
So now Jonathan has Myron in the submission. He's just gotten him in so many different submissions.
He just goes from one to another, then he'll work on another part of the body.
Yeah,
and,
this is like his fourth submission.
I would say one of the criticisms of Myron is the that body armor thing that he wears, kind of like Roman Reigns does. Doesn't make any difference when you do this, the submission moves that Jonathan Gresham's been going for. He's been working on the legs, he's been working on the arms. That doesn't help him at all right now. I can't even see what that move is. That's... Jonathan Gresham always comes up with something different you haven't seen. Unfortunately, it was a little close to the ropes, yeah. And Myron easily managed to get an arm to the side.
So he lost a point.
On the other one, he would have done. If on that Ring of Honor thing, or the other person gains a point. I can't remember how it is. I think it's you start with 15, then you... Oh, actually, am I mixing it up with that Paradigm competition?
Paradigm.
But it's basically the same idea, though. There is a limited number. I think if you ask for, like, 3 rope breaks, that's the end of the match. Like, you've lost automatically. So, and if you're in that much trouble that you have to get for rope break to get away, then obviously when you're wrestling in college or when you're wrestling in your middle school, like, you can't go for a rope break. You don't have that as an option. You got to find another way out.
You
so.
Can get out of the ring.
I guess you could, yeah.
And then they would have to break.
Code break from Myron Reed.
Yeah, but it's not exactly that you get out and then it's a standoff. It's just that the other person has the advantage then because you have to get on the ground. And all fours.
Uh-huh.
And they get to be on top of you.
Oh, well, slight spoiler alert. While I was just looking up to find this match rather than typing in the Ohio thing, I just typed in Gresham because I figured he wouldn't have had a crazy amount of matches or anything. Oh, Myron Reed just got knocked down and just flipped straight up. That looked really cool.
Yeah.
Gresham actually lost that. He lost the tag team Pure Rules title. Dragon Lee and Kenny King defeated the Foundation February 26th. So that would have been probably about 2-3 weeks ago. Bounced him off the ropes and slammed him down in the middle.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Is the cameraman filming on a phone? Looks like it.
Well, the one on the far side isn't, I don't think. That looks like a legitimate camera.
Well, it looks like a phone to me.
This is Hilliard, Ohio. I've never heard of Hilliard, Ohio. So I guess my next task is, where is Hilliard, Ohio? Basically, I want to find out how close is it when we're next up in Ohio. Is it somewhere we're going to be able to go to? It says it's part of Norwich Township, and I've heard of Norwich, England. I guess I need to see where it's on Google Maps so I can see.
Yeah.
Looked like Gresham was going for the figure four, but Myron easily got out. Yeah. Myron went for the kick, Jonathan Gresham stepped back, and then they did the same thing. Now they're back to the ankle lock again, and Myron's on the floor. That was a nice interchange of moves right there. I wouldn't expect anything less from these guys. Myron's looks like he's in a lot of pain, and he's also right in the middle of the ring as well, so he doesn't have much he can do right now.
He's crawling all the way across the ring. He got the rope break.
Alright, well, I finally got it up on Google. obviously typed in the wrong Google Maps here. It opened up like a... I can see a picture of a restaurant. Oh, that's all I can see? Well, that's no use. Oh, it's giving me the street view. Why on earth did it give me the street... I don't want the street view. Oh, you can change the street view from 2011 to 2019. Like, is it really going to change that much when there's a picture of a restaurant right there? That was kind of pointless. Alright, this was the least helpful thing ever. Alright, what's going on in the match?
Jonathan's got Myron in a roll-up, and then Myron kicked out and gave him a roundhouse kick.
And they look like they're both sort of sucking in a little bit of air right now.
Yeah.
They're kind of both on one knee. Jonathan has his back to Myron, which I don't think is necessarily a good tactic. You always kind of want to know where your opponent is.
Yep.
Alright, and Myron's got him now. Yep.
He got him in some move thing.
He bounced him off the rope again. He got into an AA position.
And then
nice.
He did an AA.
And then a kick to the face.
Finally,
on,
the first kick that didn't
pin.
Whiff.
One, two. Gresham ducked, in all fairness, and he stepped back from someone. I won't say he whiffed necessarily. Like, because he tried to do the same thing on
Columbus.
On Myron, and Myron stepped back. Yeah, it's near Columbus, so Columbus, I think, is about 3 hours away, if I remember. I don't see Hilliard on this map anywhere, particularly.
It's in the highlighted zone.
I don't see where you're looking.
Right there. That's highlighted. That's Hilliard.
That's the whole Columbus.
No, right there.
Oh. I thought you just clicked on that. Oh, okay. Oh, I see what you mean. I gotcha. Alright, let's see how far away it is then. I guess 2 hours and 45 minutes is my guess then, from what I can remember from Columbus.
2:50. Oh,
1:55. Alright, well that's not too bad. Under 2 hours away? Alright, that might be one we can go see. Particularly if they got big names like this. I don't mind traveling 2 hours to go see people like this.
Yeah. Nothing's happening in the match.
Oh, he's taking off his chest protector. Okay. Is this like when Kurt Angle takes his straps off? Mm. He's getting serious now?
Everyone's copying D'Lo Brown.
A lot of things happen in repeat on wrestling. All right, he's hit himself in the chest to psych him up. Gresham's actually on the outside.
Oh,
oh my gosh, jumped over the top rope.
And Cutter.
Yeah, Cutter from... Gresham was on the outside of the ring all the way to the ground. Oh my gosh, that looked really cool.
I don't think the other cameraman is at a... moment with the camera.
Oh, he went for the 450 from the top rope, but Gresham got out of the way. He's up pretty quickly though, but Gresham's on the... Gresham got him rolled up, but no. Oh, that was a nice drop onto his knee. He's going for the thrown into the small packet. Is it small packet or package? I argued with Jay the other day. I couldn't remember. Got the roll up. Nope. Two.
That was like a
lot of moves. So you're going to blame that on a miss again, right?
He missed.
Missed you. Gresham ducked under the move.
He blocked it. Oh, Jonathan did a flippy thing off the rope.
he's going for a unique leg submission as well.
Figure four.
That's not the traditional way of setting up a figure four,
but it is.
It gives a good impact. He always does something that just looks so different from what everybody else does. Yeah, he can't roll either side to the ropes either. I know he's trying to do that. Oh, I like how he's... Oh, is he flipping it over? He's going to reverse it, JJ. He's going to reverse it onto Gresham. Oh, Gresham's going to reverse it. But now he's right next to the ropes, though.
Yeah. You're used to recording with JJ. The last three you've recorded with JJ.
We haven't recorded that much recently because
we
recorded
like
so many.
The bank.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a lot on it. He tapped. That's it.
That was cool.
That was the end of the match. 13 minutes. Oh, looks like JJ might have the longest episode of the week then as well. All right, we've just started match two. This is the first ever match. Blacktus Jack versus Myron Reed, February 28th. All right, there was something that happened at the end of the match though, Mason, so go on.
End that quote.
Before that.
So Jonathan, he went for the handshake, and then Myron Reed, he swatted it away, and I agree with him.
Yeah, he ignored him for like 20 seconds, and I was like, shake his hand, and you're like, he's mm-hmm. catching his breath. I'm like, you could shake his hand and catch your breath at the same time. And he didn't, he was totally disrespectful.
Yeah, because he whiffed too many times.
He was totally disrespectful. He left, and as he was left, he was talking trash to Gresham. Gresham asked for the microphone, and he called him out.
Yeah.
He called him out, and he said next time... Well, he said a few things. He said he's going to be watching him. He said he needs an attitude adjustment, and then you can't do a direct quote for what he said, but he's going to bleeping beat his behind, basically.
That's not what he said.
I said approximately.
Yeah. Sure. Oh, all right, like this we've got... Jack is wearing a flannel like Mick Foley would do.
Okay, have you figured out why his name is Blacktus Jack yet?
Yes, from Cactus
Jack. Oh, okay. I didn't think you made that connection for a minute. I was going to say, oh my gosh.
I don't like Myron Reed. It looks right. It looks like he put on like makeup on his eyes, so it looks like his eyes are bruised.
He's probably been wrestling all weekend. He probably got hit in the face.
In both eyes?
He probably, if he took a forearm, I don't know. I don't mind that at all. If my wrestlers look, I'm not saying it's not fake, but if you're a wrestler and you're a pretty boy, then you've obviously been avoiding actual fights. You've either been taking easy options or you've not been fighting clean.
Well, it just looks weird. Make it one eye, not two.
What if he had got hit in both? You're assuming it's fake. What if it's not?
Well, then,
then you got a problem.
Well, then if it's not fake, then it's not fake.
Now, last time what we said was we were actually going to listen to the introductions and then we'd start the record. And as we started to listen, actually the audio at this part was not very good.
Yeah.
So we actually cut it out. There were a few issues with the first ever, which I don't think we've talked about. We were supposed to watch it live. And then they couldn't send the stream to Title Match Network. So it became available like the day after, which I didn't care about. I would have watched it on the night, and I was quite happy watching it a few days later. It didn't make any difference to me at all. So I know they did have a few problems, and I didn't notice any sound problems actually when I was listening before. So I don't know if it was just for this match. I'm not sure. Or it might just be as we're streaming right now.
Why did Black does Jack spell his name with a Q?
I don't know.
Is it French?
A Blacktus Jack? I don't know. It should be Jacques as well. Yeah, Blacktus Jacques. I don't know. That is a good question. I hadn't really thought about it before. I'll tell you one thing why I think it's a really good idea. No one's going to... If you try and search Blacktus Jack on the internet, there's only one thing that you'll find him.
Yeah.
With that spelling with a Q. I really like it when people do have those different spellings, particularly for wrestlers, because it really helps you to find them. If they've got a name like John Scott or something, like there's going to be a million John Scotts come up. So I really like it when they do different spelling. I notice the women do that a lot.
Even Sting, who is like a well-known wrestler, if you search Sting, you might not even come up with that Sting.
You might get the police.
Yeah.
The lead singer of the police. Or you might get something about wasp bites or something like that.
Yeah.
Attacks from wasps. I think there was a... Isn't there a superhero as well called Sting as well?
I don't know.
Now, it's not quite the same spelling, but somebody wanted to spell... what was it? Oh, they wanted to call their daughter Sky, but they wanted to give it a slightly different spelling, so they were going to do it with an I. And then the mother realized, they were like, that spells ski. So thankfully they didn't do that in the end, but I was reading some weird
S-K-I-E.
You could do that. Yeah, there was an article on like weird names recently, and it was mainly from people who worked in hospitals who were telling the stories of, so what are you going to call the baby? And they were like, oh, we're going to call it this. And there was some terrible ones. Did you get some of Blacktus Jack's hair?
No, Blacktus Jack took his own hair.
Oh, he ripped his own hair out.
Yeah.
Myron's talking That's to the camera makeup. Right now.
Myron definitely has makeup.
Could do. You're allowed to wear makeup.
I know, Actors but it do. Just looks weird. It's like, it looks like he's trying to make like he has a black eye.
Now, one thing that is weird about, I'm watching this anyway, originally I watched the Facebook Live thing, and they had a totally different camera angle. It was like the first 30 minutes, and someone was like with a walk-around camera, so they were trying to, it might have been like the pre-show. Trying to get you kind of into it. And when I came to the live view, of course, it's a totally different angle. It kind of a little bit disorientating to me now. Mm-hmm. As I'm looking at it, it's not like... Yeah, it wasn't what I was expecting. I got so used to seeing one angle. Myron's definitely been a heel again. We can tell that. Mm-hmm. He's just pushed Blacktus in the back, and now he's talking trash to him as well.
This does look like the...
And he just got pushed all the way across. And he just flipped straight up. And he just
kick-flipped back up. This really does look like the arena for Battle of the Sexes.
No, it's not.
It does look almost identical, wrong state
for
though.
It's wrong state for starters. So this is North Carolina.
Whoa, the thing behind the ref looks like Slapjack's mask.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's an actual... That's a like a mask. Just like a corona mask. It really does look like...
Are you talking about what the fans are wearing?
No, what the commentator is.
It looks like
Slapjack.
Right. Blactus Jack has got Myron Reed up, and he's just slammed him right down.
Yep. He tried to do a backflip, but it didn't work.
Myron got out of the way. I didn't know Blactus Jack could do that. He's a big guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like a corkscrew.
It was, yeah. That was a good description of it. And Myron's on the outside now. And I remember in this match, he actually spends a little bit of time on the outside at different points. Now, I'm not sure the person who came out with Myron Reed. It looks like some sort of...
He's rich, though. He is a Supreme. It is a name brand bulletproof vest.
Ah. But yeah, kind of like, I guess, like Jordan Oliver with MLW. Yeah. Like, he's got somebody there to support him ringside. But yeah, I'm not quite sure this one is. Blactus Jack's come to the outside.
Not even D'Lo Brown.
And he just pushed his helmet between him. And it looks like he got out of the way.
Yeah.
So anyway, Blactus Jack's trying to get in.
He whiffed.
He went for a leg drop, and he wasn't there.
Isn't that why Hulk Hogan broke his leg or something?
He wished he hadn't done the leg drop. Yeah, he ended up getting a lot. You wouldn't think it was... All the moves that wrestlers do, you wouldn't think that the leg drop would be one of the worst ones. But yeah, apparently it's really bad. He ducked under another clothesline and then did the kickflip up again.
Mm-hmm.
And Myron's gone to the outside.
And he went for it.
Why are you only calling out when Myra goes for the kick? You realize the other person's supposed to get out of the way, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because you're not calling any of the other ones when anyone else goes for a kick on Myron and Myron gets out of the way. I think you're anti-Myron right
Jonathan,
now.
Jonathan
you
whiffed.
Did one. You're doing
he did it twice.
I think you're anti-Myron right now.
Yeah, because he's trying
the other
to
guy's got hold of, the other guy got hold of his leg from the outside. And Blactus Jack just dragged his leg in and dragged the whole wrestler into the ring. That's how strong Blactus Jack is. And I don't want to say weak, but how light the other wrestler actually is.
Yeah.
All right, Myron's on the outside again.
Oh, there we go. Now he connected.
And Blactus Jack was through the middle rope, and he did a leg drop on him.
Wow. Third time's a charm. Oh, that looked like a botch, kind of.
I'm going to stop recording watch-alongs for you.
No, it looked like he was trying to do, like...
When there's no editing, you're, like, really mean to people.
No. It looked like he was trying to do, like, a...
Hurricane Rana?
Like, yeah, Hurricane Rana, uh-huh. but then he only got one leg on him.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, it might not have been... Or he might have been doing a leg drop.
He got part of it. He got enough of it that it took Blackie's jack out.
He's flipped
Myron Reed to the outside again.
Oh, that looked cool.
Codebreaker, and then a flip, like a monkey flip over the top.
Yeah, that looked cool.
Pin.
Two.
Oh, he did something you liked. Well, that's good to see.
What do you mean? He does a lot of stuff that I like.
About half an hour into it, and that's the first positive thing you've seen.
No.
Myron sending knees into the back of Blackjack.
It's just he didn't get to do anything last match.
He's on the ground, and he's in the headlock now.
I just didn't like the last match because Myron didn't get to show what he can do.
That's true. He didn't get to do as much.
It was only Jonathan.
Jonathan got to do the most. That's certainly for sure. Yeah, I would. He did at the start of the match, but after, I would say, when we were doing the live calls, I would agree. It was definitely more Jonathan Gresham.
Myron Reed.
As you would expect from the Ring of Honor champion, though, as well.
Myron Reed looks like he went to the beach but forgot to cover his eyes and he got sunburned.
You're obsessed with that.
I don't know, it's just weird.
I think you should edit this. Normally we don't mess with watch alongs, but I think you should edit this. This doesn't come out for another week. I think you should edit this. Oh. All right, they're both on the outside, and they're trading chops
Blactus
right now. Blactus
Jack just tried to chop Myron, but he hurt his hand, so then he punched him in the face.
That's not a bad... He got him on the side. That guy who's with him doesn't seem to actually be doing too much to be helping him right now. Which is actually unusual, and I kind of like, because they're not really supposed to interfere anyway. So this is actually... He's just there for sort of moral support.
Mm-hmm.
But he hasn't really... Oh, I guess he grabbed Blactus Jack's leg a second ago. Myron Reed rolled into the ring and then rolled back out again to break up the count. Is he taking his vest off? It looks like perhaps he was tightening the buckles up. It looked like he was taking off forearm to Blactus Jack. They're still on the outside. Myron, come on, you need to capitalize here. Yeah. I'd say don't give him a chance to recover. It's been like Myron? 10 seconds since you've done anything. Oh, and you just got a punch to the stomach for your troubles. I thought they were about to go into the crowd for a minute.
That doesn't do anything, Blacktus.
Nope.
Blacktus is still trying to chop Myron.
And Myron's laughing at him, basically. I mean, yeah. Now Blacktus has got a forearm to the head.
That would be... Wait, I was about to say that what if Blacktus had a bullet, had a vest on, but...
Underneath?
But you could see. Couldn't see it.
That would be pretty funny, actually.
But his shirt is open.
Yeah, that'd be a good angle. I like that.
Yeah.
That would have been really good, yeah. And Myron's not understanding why he's chopping him and he's not doing anything either. And then right at the end, after he's done about 20 chops, he just reveals it as well. Yeah. That would have been really cool.
That, you know, I can't remember.
All right, Myron's trying to get the crowd warmed up, but he's been a heel. He hasn't really been, I don't know the crowd, unless it's, is he being sarcastic?
Oh, he's mocking.
Oh, he's mocking. Yeah, he's definitely mocking. To begin with, it looked like he was trying to get a chant going, but yeah, he's being sarcastic now.
That's what should have happened when The Miz fought Braun Strowman. And Braun Strowman kicked out The Miz, and then he flung him out of the ring.
Oh, whoa. Is Myron going for a superplex here? Because that would be ridiculous. Cool. That would be really cool. If it is, I don't remember this happening. He's certainly got him ready. Blacktus is definitely fighting back. Yeah, I think he's given up on it. I don't think it's going to happen. Headbutt, and nope, it didn't work. He did not get the
this
superplex.
It's a pretty good match.
It is. Blacktus up to the top rope. I didn't notice Blacktus' barefoot until right now.
Yes.
Huh.
Oh, we just did a senton off the top.
Nice. That should be it then. That should. Oh, is he's Blacktus... injured himself though as well. Oh no! Don't let Myron get the pin at this point.
No.
If you just did the move and it hurt you more than it hurt Myron, that would be really bad.
Is Blacktus wearing like straps, but he just doesn't have them up?
Because
it looks like he has something like there, but it's just not up. Huh.
Don't know.
Or it might be just that his pants are too big.
Now, I didn't write notes for this. The only thing I literally wrote down, Mason, was the link so he could click straight on it and watch it. The time to go to so we knew where to find it. And the date. And that was it. One thing I didn't think about until today, actually, and this is like 2 weeks after the event, was this is the main event. There's no belt.
Oh, yeah.
So that's kind of unusual. Normally for organizations. Now, I don't personally mind it because we kind of used
Nova
to...
Nova didn't.
Correct. I was going to say, that was what we first experienced.
But they
when
got
we went to
different.
Nova Pro, they didn't have a title either.
They got
either.
Different organizations to put up their belt.
So, yeah. So it was just something I'd noticed and I wanted to mention, particularly with this being the main event. Normally the main event is for the championship, like the first ever champ. As far as I know, well, right now they're not doing it anyway.
Oh,
so
he
did that corkscrew one that he wanted.
And then he connected this
time. Out for Tanook kicked out at 2. I guess that chest protector doesn't protect everything then, because he's holding his gut right now.
Yeah. And so, you could get his ribs.
They could also do that, of course, later if they wanted to, but I don't mind that, because it means this actually gives them the freedom then to bring in different people, because if you have a champion, you know they're going to be last on the card, right?
Yeah.
So, and if they particularly have a long title reign, that might be the main event every time, wrestler A, whoever that is. Mm-hmm. So with doing it this way, you don't have to have Myron Reed or Blacktus Jack in the main event next
what
time.
What I want to see from Blacktus is he knocks out Myron Reed right now, and then he takes off his vest, so then it doesn't do anything. Like, can't you just take off the straps?
I would have thought so.
Oh, Myron. He's got... Oh, just... Oh, wait, what?
He got him in the submission. Oh, it looked like it was a submission.
Was that supposed to happen?
I don't
know. It looks like he was trying to do the Hurricane Rana, but then Blacktus kind of, like, turned it into a powerbomb, but Blacktus was on his knees.
Yeah, it didn't look like a powerbomb to me. I thought he was trying to get him into the submission, but he let go.
I don't know what that was.
He did knees
Myron
to, knees
Reed
to
did
the back.
A knees to the back, but he got flung off.
Ben, nope.
Kick out at 2.
Blacktus says no. Now, I am actually looking up, because I know they've announced some of the next matches. The next event is actually going to be April 18th in Burlington, North Carolina. And it's actually going to be Blacktus Jack versus Timmy Lee Retton. I think that'll be a really cool match as well.
Yeah.
They also announced this week as well that they're going to be going to England as well with this first ever. They're going to be appearing at Bolton on November 5th. So that's cool that they're managing already going to different places. I know I saw a post about talking about, where was it, WrestleMania weekend next year as well.
I think Blacktus and Myron just got a concussion.
Uh-oh.
Myron jumped off the top rope and he headbutted Blacktus.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah, that would hurt. That would definitely hurt. Yeah, they're both kind of rolling
that's
around
what
a little
it lo- bit. That's what it looked like, but I think he just headbutted his vest.
Uh-huh. It was definitely a... It could count at 2 there. But yeah, they're both kind of a little bit dazed right now, that's for sure.
Whoa. Blackfish is straight up. Yes, then he... No! No, Blackfish, when Myringer's just laying down on the floor, he should have just unbuckled his vest. Whoa, yeah, that looked cool.
That looked like an attempted codebreaker, but...
That was a cool move.
Looked like Blacktus kind of reversed it a little bit. No, Blacktus is still a little bit dizzy.
Myringer...
Cut it from the top rope. That was nice.
So when...
One, two...
Oh, he tried Myron to flex. This,
he tried to flex instead
to flex
of going
and Blackfish kicked out.
He's pointed at the person in the crowd. Oh, yeah. That woman there is mocking him. What is she doing? I can't hear what they're saying.
She's flipping the
bird. She was getting really involved. And the guy who was with him is there telling the referee, "This look, hey, look, that was a three." And the ref's like, "Nah, that wasn't." Oh, he said, "This is the end of it." He did the cut across the neck. He's like, "This is it."
Oh,
now he's talking. He's doing a good job of getting the crowd involved with this. Yeah. Now he's just talked to somebody who's on the other side of the ring as well and told them something as well.
Yeah. What is he doing?
Blackfish Jack looked like he was smiling then at Myron. Yeah. He's got him up, but no, he's not going to get that. He's too heavy. Yep.
He pushes and him he's into actually the entrance.
He's on the entrance.
Myron's going to do something cool. Whoa!
Cutter. Jumped over the top rope and then got a cutter. He's so
halfway
acrobatic.
Halfway into the ring.
Yeah, too. Oh yeah. He got not just the height elevation, he got the horizontal elevation.
Look, how is Blackfish up first?
I don't... I do remember this from the match, though. I'm reminiscent of Anthony Green at Nova Pro.
Yeah.
His behind is sticking out a little bit. Oh, that should have been a three, but the other guy pulled the referee on the outside, I think on what was a count of 2.5, so I don't think it actually counted. The camera's only focusing on Blackfish Jack right now, so we can't really see what's going on the outside.
Do you know if Blackfish has, like, a Barbie?
A Barbie?
Yeah.
A barbecue? Or a Barbie doll?
No, like Cactus Jack used to have Barbie.
What do you mean, Barbie? Oh, the oh, okay. I thought you were talking about the Barbie doll. I'm so confused. This is the first match I've ever seen of Blackfish Jack.
Oh.
I've heard his name mentioned multiple times, but I've never seen him on any of the matches I've ever seen. That was why I really wanted to review this particular match. Oh,
Isaiah.
He's chasing after the other guy now.
It looks like Isaiah Swerve Scott a little bit.
Oh, the camera missed it.
Yeah. Myron
the security had to tell people. Yeah, he jumped over the top rope and.
Oh,
the other guy came out. But took out Myron by mistake.
Yeah.
There was a lot going on. The cameras weren't quite ready for that.
Yeah.
But the crowd, it was right there. Oh, that guy's got a Franco Varga shirt on right at the front.
Yeah.
With the American flag mask. All right, well, that actually helped Blackfish Jack.
Yeah.
Oh, the other guy's up on his feet, though, now, so that could be a problem. It's 2-1. Yeah, the referee should tell this guy. Throw him into the crowd. There you go. Oh, that's why they told everyone to move out of the way so they could throw him into the chairs.
I don't know why they made the back row move. It was like 6 rows back.
That would have been a pretty impressive throw if they'd thrown him 6 rows back. Myron Reed. That was
cool.
A sweet little flip there.
Yeah.
Did the 360 flip over the top rope, and he got all of Blackfish on that one.
What's your favorite suicide diver?
Roman Reigns is really good,
actually.
Yeah,
that's my favorite.
But it's probably Finn Balor. Finn Balor's probably better. Actually, yeah. Ricochet.
Oh, yeah.
Ricochet's really good at those as well.
I just like Roman's height. It's cool.
But for somebody Roman size, yeah. He's definitely really good at it.
Uh-huh.
Although, if I had to pick somebody from the indies as well, Bro Keller.
Yeah.
Bro Keller's always impressive when he does those.
It's a kick to the doodle.
That kick looked a little painful. I think he's going for the cutter again. Oh, Blackfish Jack had already scouted it, though. He's got him.
What is he trying to do there?
I think he's trying to... It looks like he's going for that Master's Lock type thing. But anyway, he reversed
Nelson.
Rolled him up. One, two. He must reach for the rope. The other guy on the outside grabbed his Blackfish's leg so he couldn't kick out of it. And the ref didn't see it. Like, he was so close to the edge. Couldn't quite reach the rope.
Wait, he got three.
That's it. That's the end of the match. Yeah, he got it. Oh. He couldn't quite reach the end of the rope there. Oh, Blackfish Jack totally got cheated there. He was just right. He was so agonizingly close. And the other guy just grabbed his leg so he couldn't actually kick out. And of course, he's all smiles now after that.
Yeah. Why?
Some trash talking going on. I guess this is where we pause it and listen to the trash talking then, right?
Yeah.
All right, match 3. This one's Paradigm Pro, No Hook, Episode 5, March 10th, 2021. Myron Reed, Nakeem Avant, Ken Broadway versus Alex Kane, Calvin Tankman, and Don't Die Miles. Actually, at the end of the last match, they all came into the ring, and they both tried to beat down on Blacktus Jack, and it didn't work. Blacktus Jack was too strong and sent them all on the way. They announced there's a second event, and then they cut, and that was pretty much it. Now, you noticed something straight away, Mason, at the start of this one, so go ahead.
Nakeem Avant was Myron Reed's manager.
Correct. And actually, when we switched the commentary up, they said manager, because we were like, because you said, oh, I was expecting a manager to be wearing like a suit and something. So he's obviously a very different style of manager.
This is like friend or something.
Yeah, I thought that as well. I thought it was a friend at the time. I didn't realize that he was an actual wrestler. I haven't seen Nakeem before. So
manager mean like trainer or something like that?
No, it means that they book the matches for them. So it could do some training.
Like
with them,
an
but
agent?
I guess that's probably closer to it for this. I don't know. You don't normally... I think it was the booking side of it, to be honest. That's normally what you get from that type of person. But it can be different things.
But 9 times
managers,
out of 10...
Manager is a ringside person.
Yeah, but 9 times out of 10, they're just not their real manager.
No, it probably isn't. No, it's probably that's probably kayfabe right there. All right, they're all talking trash with each other. But Myron's team said that they... Oh, I thought the other team said they had all the gold. And I was like, well, they don't have anything.
No.
And then I looked and was like, the other team...
I got one more thing.
Yeah.
So Ken Broadway is a massive chain that I love.
Yeah, it said MWT. I saw it said middleweight something champion, but I couldn't see exactly what it was. Right now, Myron's team is on the downside of this. It's almost 3-on-3. Oh,
Myron.
The guy lifted Myron up. The other guy hit him across the chest, which then resulted into a suplex, which then resulted into the potential
nice
pin.
Match.
Oh, that's a lot going on right at the start here. I thought this was a 6-man scramble to begin with. I didn't notice it was a 3-on-3 tag team. Yeah, I don't know if this is using lucha rules right now, but it seems like pretty much as soon as anyone goes out, the next person just comes in.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. I don't mind this at all. That would actually... There's actually some really different styles on this one. Like we said, Myron Reed, you said he wanted to see his high-flying style earlier. We got Calvin Tankman in this match as well.
Yeah.
Like 400 pounds. Now, I'm sure he's... I remember seeing when we saw him before, he's a lot more able than you would expect for somebody that weight.
Like
but he's certainly
Joe.
Somebody you wouldn't be expecting to do the same sort of moves that Myron's doing.
He's like Samoa Joe.
Yeah. Yeah, he's is he lining it up? He might be lining it up, Mason. It looks like he's calling for it. He is. He's going for it. Oh, no. Don't Die Miles told him no. I haven't seen Don't Die Miles before, so I don't really know him very well.
Calvin
picked him up, and then there was a corkscrew. That was beautiful. I like that.
That was a nice catch by Myron and Ken.
Yep.
I think that was Ken.
I think it is, yeah. It was all through him. I saw Ken. I mentioned it when we were reviewing, and unfortunately we had to delete those episodes, the 24-hour review. That was the first time I'd seen Ken Broadway, and he was, he really impressed me on that one.
I gotta give props to Ken and Myron. That was a hard catch.
Yeah, with those amount of spin on it.
Yeah
I agree. Nakeem and Calvin right now. This must be the biggest person in this match against the smallest person in this match.
Myron's gonna blindside him.
Yeah, he just crept in. Nakeem's just rolled out the outside. I assume a drop kick's coming. Super kicks. And that'll send Calvin to the outside as well.
Yeah.
This has been a great start to this match. There's a lot going on in this. The only thing I do know about Don't Die Miles is it said that he is the number one contender for one of the Paradigm titles, it said. I haven't seen any Paradigm since we reviewed, unfortunately. There's a lot of wrestling on IWTV right now. It's so difficult to keep up with everything. I certainly enjoyed watching that organization again. That was kind of why when I saw this one again, I was like, oh yeah, when we watched Paradigm last time, it was really cool. So I was happy to see that again. So it looks like Don't Die Miles is in by himself against two from Myron's team right now. That must be Ken Broadway then.
Uh-huh. I guess when Myron misses a kick, it's not a whiff. It's just the other person moves out the way.
You think?
So it's not Myron's fault.
I tried to tell you that, but oh, this one I like the double teaming on this one here. Like Myron set him up for like a powerbomb, but then kind of dropped his head, and Ken came in and like kicked into his head while his head's near the mat. Then he lifted him up again and slammed. There's a lot going on in this one.
A whiff is when you miss it on your own.
That would be slightly different, yes. But the other person is obviously trying to get out of those moves.
Yeah.
That was a nice reaction from Don't Die Miles. I've heard his name mentioned before on social media. I haven't seen any of his... unless we saw one of his matches on... Well, perhaps we saw one on Paradigm.
No,
I just don't remember.
I think so. I've never heard of him.
Oh, okay. I've heard him, people talking about him, but not... it's the first time I've seen his match.
Is that the Paradigm symbol? Is that like the optical illusion thing?
I don't know.
Well, the A, is that...
Oh, it looks like we're actually having a legitimate match right now. Because Kelvin Tankman's on the outside. Myron kind of talked across to him, and he just kind of stood on the outside. So I think we're legitimately starting this match now.
Not just everybody, fight is everybody.
I didn't mind that, though. I was quite happy with a free-for-all to begin with. All right, looks like we're tagging in Nakeem.
Yep.
And with three people, oh, they're just rotating around. Yeah. You could literally just keep doing that. Stomp, 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 stomp. Tag in the next person. The people on the outside scoot round to the other position. And then the next person comes in and does stomp. He's taking like a lot of... That just wasn't... that. One of those was to the head right there as well. They weren't like all to the arm. There was a couple into the head. Calvin's seen enough. I don't think the ref's going to be able to stop. If the ref can stop Calvin, that's going to be pretty impressive. Oh, they're doing multiple. Now they're
all
stomping. Why is Nakeem
wearing Myron's pants? It says Myron's name on it, but it's Nakeem.
Did he forget his gear? What do you have to do if you forget your PE kit at school?
Huh?
If you forget your PE kit at school.
We don't have one. We're not supposed to change.
Oh, you don't change for PE? Oh,
well,
okay.
We used to, but like, not now.
Well, obviously not now. Okay, what did you do if you forgot your PE kit like 2 years ago then? Did you have to borrow one? Or did you just not do PE?
Actually, you had to go up on the stage and do steps. Like, they had steps, and you would have to walk up and down the steps.
So you had some exercise.
Yeah.
When I was at school, if you didn't have your PE kit, they made you borrow a PE kit. Like, they had a lost and found one. Mm-hmm. And they always had, like, the worst clothes in there.
But
like,
They were,
they almost say they were dirty, but they weren't the cleanest.
I never forget.
And they were totally the wrong size. Well, some people used to try and get out. You like PE.
I left an extra pair of shorts in my PE locker, but I always wore sweats to school.
Okay,
like, I never
so
wear jeans or anything, because I hate jeans.
Yeah, I guess you were fine. And I never used to want to get out of pee anyway, because I used to like pee, but there were certain people that would try it each time. Oh, I look,
that was a nice
sell
by Myron.
That was a nice little combination move there as well. It looks like this called in Ken's in the run now.
But did you see that he had Myron's name on him?
I didn't notice
that's the
that, but
that
I'm wondering if he
for the first match that we repeated, I think.
I'm just wondering if he borrowed them then, like he forgot his stuff or his stuff got ripped or something. I don't know. All right, Calvin's tagged in now, so this is going to be... Right. I think everyone's going to get destroyed
now. It says Myron.
Oh, you're right. It does say Myron. I didn't notice that. I'm kind of curious. This is not that long ago. I wonder if I can find it on Twitter. I can try.
Yeah.
All right, you better commentate on what's going on then. Ha ha.
Nothing's happening right now. Nakeem is
trying
to get...
There's a bit of a standoff.
Calvin just threw him up and then did a forearm to the face.
Did like a spin around and just absolutely clocked him. I think a powerbomb's coming. I think this... Oh, nice!
Wait.
He's got him upset for the powerbomb. Oh!
Ken,
then he
so
kicked the other guy and then dropped him on his back instead of powerbombing him.
He kicked Ken in the stomach and then Ken bent over...
reaction. I thought that was it. That looked like it was three. Myron from off camera did the 450 from the top rope and landed on Calvin's back. That was sweet.
Calvin did a power bomb on Ken's back, and then Myron did his move. What, you already explained it.
So why are you re-explaining it?
Well,
then?
I didn't get to finish it. Because I didn't get to tell them that they... I didn't get to say that Calvin powerbombed Nakeem on Ken's bat.
Oh, okay. Alright, I think this was March 10th, I think it said. Alright, yeah, I'm kind of at March 10th.
Jeez, that was like... that was 4 days ago. How much scrolling do you have to do?
I don't have to scroll that much. He's had the matches over the weekend. When it's the weekend, you're obviously going to have a lot of matches, so probably during the week he posts less stuff.
It's like a whole page.
He's retweeting people saying nice stuff about him as well. He's going to block you.
What? It's constructive criticism. I'm just saying the truth.
I can't see. It's difficult to tell on here, and I don't want to miss the finish. Mason missed it instead. Mm-hmm. Sorry. What was the finish, Mason?
Myron got... Nope, not Myron. It keeps messing me up because Nakeem is wearing Myron's stuff. Don't Die, Miles pinned Nakeem.
And then he very quickly... I've never seen
that.
That
is Myron.
It is Myron.
Oh,
yeah.
This... Nakeem is confusing me.
You think the chest protector would be the help on that one, right?
Well, I don't look at it because
you were busy looking at my screen while I told you to watch what was going on. You missed the finish again. At least it wasn't for the cat this time. That makes a change. Since we've last recorded, you got your page set up as well. Do you want to talk about...
MGB Catio is up.
Catio is up. And we were told somebody had requested a Catio, but I haven't seen it. That was like a week ago, so I haven't seen anything on the...
Yeah, I didn't get an email about it.
Nope, I didn't see anything. Nope. And I don't know what's going on right now. Looks like they're kind of arguing with each other a little bit. Myron doesn't look too happy.
This is the last match?
This was the last of the three. Yeah.
We're not beating JGB this year.
Unless we have 20 minutes. Okay. Unless you review the next clip. There's like clips in between. Yeah. They were talking about video gaming. Finish
fine.
Gaming.
It's fine. You have free advertising.
Why do I get the feeling the outro is going to take about 25 minutes to guarantee you get the longest?
It's not. It's just going to be like 20 seconds. It's like, I have a suggestion for JGB. So usually you pick like the 8-second matches, and then you do a real match. Could you actually just leave it at the 8-second match?
I haven't done one. So I can finally
win for once?
I haven't done one. You won for many weeks in a row, actually. Because we did our longest episode.
Quit.
But then, unfortunately, some of yours got took down, so I don't know if that means that he gets the... retroactively, he gets the win. I don't know. But Jay said he doesn't care about that anymore. But although he did say... Because he said, I want to pick the longest matches for the watch-along as well. And I was like, why don't you pick the one that has the highest rated? That would probably be a better thing. So, we'll see.
Yeah.
But his episodes are going to be much shorter going forward. Uh-huh. So, his episodes will probably be 40 minutes now.
Uh-huh.
Which is still plenty, I think, for him.
And if Myron's listening, this is not being mean. It's constructive criticism. it's not mean. It's constructive criticism. I don't know what you want me to say. Like, a lie? That I like the makeup?
You better finish this episode,
okay.
Though.
Okay. This is MGB. We're out. Peace.
Music was Zigzag by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. https://creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0/